Save big money at Menards. Never get locked out from lost keys again. Menards carries a huge selection of electronic lock sets. Get a TrueBolt touchscreen deadbolt that features one-touch locking and 50 programmable user codes. Available in matte black or satin nickel finishes, on sale now through September 8th at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
As we continue to cover the investigation into the shooting and the assassination attempt of former President Trump, the FBI concluding its search at the home of the 20-year-old who shot former President Trump and three others at the rally on Saturday in Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. Agents reportedly finding a number of suspicious devices inside the home shared by the gunman and his family. Fox's Ryan Schmelz continues our team coverage on Capitol Hill. We just wrapped up a conversation with Northeast Florida and Jacksonville Representative John Rutherford. He has more institutional questions of the Secret Service, of the FBI, and more. But it seems like there were so many communication or potential communication breakdowns in the early status of this investigation, Ryan.
Yes, I think they're all possibilities at this point, Rich. You know, we've got a number of different meetings that are happening today. We are expecting the Oversight Committee and Homeland Security Committee to have briefings with the Secret Service. The FBI had a briefing yesterday with the top Republican and Democrat on the Homeland Security Committee's on the House side. And also yesterday, you had the Homeland Security Secretary come out and say that they are going to have an internal investigation into this, but did say that he has 100% confidence in the Secret Service director.
Mm. How transparent will these investigations be? That was the other call from Jacksonville area Representative Rutherford, that this should be as transparent as it can be. But we're dealing with Secret Service and we're dealing with the protection of a president or a former president in this case.
Well, you know, I think we'll have to wait and see. You know, that's something that a lot of other members we've talked to have been asking for, too. I think the big thing that we're expecting is that we are going to see the Secret Service director before the House Oversight Committee early next week. And a lot of that testimony is going to be on the record for the public to see. So how much he's willing to share, it's a wait and see approach. But we've already got a lot of different information just through sourcing that's shown us, you know, with some of the logistics here and what may have been failures and whatnot. You know, we were able to find out that the local police apparently was supposed to have jurisdiction over this location where the shooting took place, that apparently one of the officers climbed up to the top of the building that the shooter was on and had a gun pointed at him by the shooter. So there's a lot here that we're still learning, and you know, it depends on how forthcoming the Secret Service director is going to be about some of these questions.
One other note on the Homeland Security Secretary, he did also announce that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will also receive Secret Service protection.
Yes, Robert Kennedy Jr. will get Secret Service protection, and Donald Trump will have enhanced Secret Service protection based off what the Homeland Security Secretary said yesterday.
And we don't yet know what that looks like per se, but that it certainly is getting another look and likely to see just a sheer increase in the number of law enforcement.
Yes, correct. And I believe right now Robert Kennedy has been using a private security company as his detail. So, you know, certainly might be well-trained individuals, but not the same as using Secret Service.
Indeed. We'll obviously follow the investigation as it continues in multiple facets, the FBI law enforcement investigation of the shooting itself, then ultimately congressional investigations into the handling of the event surrounding the rally on Saturday. Ryan, thanks for the update. President Biden, by the way, is set to address the NAACP group and convention a little bit later today. Ryan's on that story from Capitol Hill, and we'll have updates as the day progresses. A lot of attention in Milwaukee today. Focus on immigration at the second day. The Republican National Convention will have continuing coverage starting at 7 o'clock tonight. Jared Halpern leads our coverage all the way through midnight. If you're not going to be in front of the TV, listen for play-by-play of the RNC in Milwaukee.